Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC.org. WBQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WBQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of health. So now I smoke two joints when I get up. In the car I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints when I play video game, and at every 10,000 points I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
It's the Monday edition, and welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man here on Radio Free Queen City, WBQCLP, the voice of the Queen City on WBQC.org, and coming soon to 95.7 FM. Find us online at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP.
Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of head. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright.
Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WBQC Cincinnati.
That's what I do.
Now, here to report to you on the nation's nightmare is the noted CBS newsman, Bill Downs. You've heard a lot about dope the last few weeks, but here's a sound you have not heard before. CBS reporter Dave Moore was patrolling with a New Orleans police car when a call came through about a commotion just off Rampart Street. A man hopped up on marijuana had gone berserk. Our reporter recorded the sounds of that man, the crying of his mother, the screams of the neighbors. You won't like this sound, but it's important that you hear it. It expresses more than any words can do the savagery, the terror, the torture of the victims of dope. The inhuman growling you're about to hear is a man. There's a bite.
body of opinion that holds to the idea that marijuana causes no ill effects. Anyone who has heard that sound knows better. And that sound can be heard across the country, wherever the marijuana plant grows, and it grows in open fields almost everywhere. It can be heard where the plant does not grow, but where the peddlers do.
Hey, Cat. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I just left the Death Studios. Here we are in Harlem. Everybody's here but the police, and they'll be here any minute. It's high time. So catch this song. Here it is. Say, I dreamed about a reefer 5 feet long. A mighty mess, but not too strong. You'll be high, but not for long. If you're a viper, I'm the king of everything. I got to be high before I swing. Let the bells ring, ding, dong, ding. If you're a viper, say you know you're high when your throat gets dry. Everything's dandy. Oh, yes, you run down to the candy store. Bust your conch on peppermint candy. Then you know your little brown body scent. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent. Cause the sky is high. So am I, yes, yes. Yes, I vibe a bit. Well, I'm gonna vibe a bit on 88 now. Oh, stop it, darling. I didn't know you cared. That's enough now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me dream now. That's a killer. Yes, baby. Better nix out on the sidelines there. My wife's in here tonight. She don't vibe either. You know, get away. Are you kidding? Oh, dear. Say you know you're high. Yes, I know I'm high. Cause everything is fine dandy. Yes, gone down to the candy store. Get me Wrigley's awesome peppermint candy. I love it, I love it, I love it. Yes, baby, but my body's thin. I ain't worried about no rent. Get away from me, you hussy. Yeah. Hi, so have I. I'm all laid out and relaxed. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
All right. We have power. That's the off the CD at the top there. Technical difficulties, folks. Technical difficulties. Our board is messed up. And, of course, if you just tuned in, this is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress. We are having issues with our old board, and as I stated last week, and I'm sure other people throughout the week that have been on the air have also pointed out that we are having some technical difficulties with our board. And I do believe the station WVQC is trying to get another board. So if you want to help us, there's two ways you can help us. The first one is becoming a member, because, you know, I always like to tell everybody to become a member for $30 or more. And if you do more, you get gifts and maybe even gifts from Hemp Rock. We've got T-shirts and things like that. But that will help us get the board as well as funds to raise the antenna, which we're almost there, folks. Of course, you are, of course, just now listening to us on WVQC.org, and hopefully soon, with your help, we will get that antenna up here in the Cincinnati area, and the folks around town will be able to hear us. In the meantime, you can go to, for the second thing you can do, www.citybeat.com and click Best of Cincinnati to vote. We want to become the best radio station known. Now, I said it like that because as far as I'm concerned, we are the best radio station. So if you want the rest of the city to know, go vote. And again, that is WVQC is nominated for Best Radio Station. WVQC fundraiser Womageddon is up for Best Fundraiser. WVQC hosts Cheryl Eagleson and Emily Joy, Alternating Currents, and Keith Gilbert, Citizens First, are in the Best Radio Personality. And Travis Estelle, Explore Cincinnati, is up for Best Radio Talk Show Host. Voting closes Sunday, February 21st. Again, go to citybeat.com, look for the Best of Cincinnati, and go vote for WVQC for Best Radio Station and all the other folks as well. Again, this is Hemp Rock Radio and WVQC.org. If you want to call in the studio line, I believe our phone patch is working. The telephone number is 513-564-9600. Again, that's 513-564-9600. And we want to get your calls if you want. I'm going to jump to some things to pick up from last week's shows, though, of course. Michigan Hemp was trying to get an industrial hemp resolution passed in Montmorency County. That took place on Wednesday, and that did fail. So I want people to know about that. But for those folks up in Michigan, that doesn't mean it's over. You want to get a hold of Everett Swift with the Michigan Hemp, and he will guide you on how to help that in other areas of Michigan. Also, don't forget change.org. You can go to change.org ideas and vote for your favorite idea or your number one cause to let the president know how you feel. If you know about it last year, number one ended up being legalizing cannabis and marijuana for recreational and taxing. That was the number one, maybe number two. I'd have to go back, but I think it was the number one question last year that change.org presented to the president. This year, they're doing it again, and they are, of course, still taking votes. And before I left the house, I checked, and although we started out around second, right now we're running third. So we need you guys to get out there. You go to change.org/ideas, and you can not only submit other ideas, but vote on the ones that are current and get that number up. Last week, we were at 241. Today, it was 600 and something. Now, remember, there are 100 or more different ideas that people have put in and thousands of people voting, and they're just breaking it up into the different groups. So the top number right now is only like 700. So we're not that far from the top as far as how many people are voting. So we want you to get out there, and we want to tell the president just exactly how we feel. Now, also, I want to remind everybody out in Oregon, if you're looking for jobs, people call Hemp Rock all the time for jobs. Well, we've got jobs for you out in Oregon, folks. You can help the economy out there that's creating jobs, and you can also help save the environment. They need hemp experts, farmers, and laborers today. First seeds will be in the soil in the spring. For more information, you can email JT Wilcox at LGLIZEIT. Legalize it at yahoo.com or call them Monday through Fridays, 9 to 5, their time, on which is, I believe, Central, 503-356-6198. That's if you want to become a cannabis warrior like Public Access is airing right now, Burn Man. They can become cannabis warriors out in Oregon and make money legally. Now, for all those naysayers for the years and years that other people and myself have been saying, legalize marijuana, doesn't matter whether it's recreational, industrial, medical, it's jobs and business. Now, that's a topic also for another show. I've got a great article about the people that are making the bucks in the businesses of legal medical marijuana. Now, let's see the time, because we got some cool things to do, but I do want to get to a, I'm going to save one of these stories. I have to do that, but I also have to, I forgot, tell you what you heard in the beginning of the show. The second clip was sent to us by Andrew Garrett, an activist in our movement, and he's got all kinds of really cool old things that we're going to be checking out over months to come, and this was one of the latest things he sent me, and it's an example of reefer madness. This is an old commercial, I guess, from a PSA from years and years ago. It was called The Nightmare Total. And of course, if you heard it, it sounded like Bigfoot screaming in the woods. And it was allegedly some guy crazy on marijuana. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the laws against marijuana make me want to scream like that. Smoking pot's the only thing that calms me down, folks. So that was some of the propaganda from the day. And also of that time, Fats Waller with If You're a Viper, the Reefer song. That is also from that era of those days before marijuana was illegalized. Now, we've got some other really cool things coming up, but I'm going to seek out a story here real quick that I need to read to you because this is pertaining to a lot of folks out there. And for some, it's more important than others, but it's just another aspect of cannabis, and we'll get with it. Charged with misdemeanor possession, Trevor Douglas thinks religion should save him. Trevor Douglas, 25, is furious over a misdemeanor charge for possession of marijuana because he says it violates his religious rights. He was recently pulled over in Georgetown by a Colorado state trooper for having expired license plate tags. Now, I have to stop and tell you folks, keep your car up to date and legal, and then you won't even have this issue. When the trooper smelled marijuana in Douglas's car, Douglas showed him the pipe and less than 1 ounce of marijuana he had in the car. Douglas said the court is trying him for his religious beliefs and thinks that laws banning marijuana are off base. Douglas, who lived in Hawaii before moving to Colorado, said he's a member of the THC Ministry, also known as the Hawaii Cannabis Ministry. The website for the ministry shows its motto as, "We use cannabis religiously and you can too." If it's part of your religion, you should get security from this prosecution of possession, he said. That's how it is in Hawaii. Douglas is quickly learning that Colorado isn't Hawaii. While medical marijuana is legal in Colorado, marijuana is still illegal. The THC Ministry also lists that the Hawaii County Police Department is the only jurisdiction in the world with rules for its police officers about the religious use of marijuana. Douglas thought that he could flash his church identification card to the Colorado trooper, and that would clarify Douglas's use of the drug, and he'd get out of charges against him. "I'm not a drug abuser by any means," he said. "Cannabis is the main sacrament in my religion." Douglas says his religion is nearly identical to Christianity, but it's the sacrament, cannabis, that is different. Just like Christians who use wine and bread, the Native Americans who use peyote, Douglas said cannabis is equally sacred for him. "The tree of life, I personally believe it's the hemp plant, which is cannabis," he says. Douglas can't afford an attorney, but said he's been doing research before his March 9th court date. He said that marijuana has been grown in the United States for hundreds of years and has only been illegal for the past 70. He said the U.S. government's recognition of marijuana as a preventative drug contradicts Colorado's laws allowing it for medicinal uses for those with doctor's permission to use the drug. If it's preventative, he said, everyone should be allowed to use it without having to go to the doctor first. Regardless of medical uses, Douglas said pot is literally part of his religious beliefs, and he wants to be excused for that. "The original sacrament of Christianity is cannabis," Douglas said. "The court is basically trying me for my religious beliefs." Now, I agree. I don't know how the rest of you, I know how you feel, Chuck. Don't know how our future guest, and we'll get to him in short time. I'm going to intro him in a minute. But I'm a firm believer of that. I use it medicinally. I use it recreationally. I wear it. I eat it. And I believe it's part of my connection to my God. It helps. So other people like to use other things. I support this guy and the THC Cannabis Ministry. You can look them up online and do that in your own town as well. Now, as I said, I'm not going to get started just yet, but I do want to intro that later on in the show, we're going to have a new segment every Monday, and it is the Pottsberry Dope Few Minutes, anyway. Pottsberry Dope Boy Few Minutes. And we have a new Pottsberry chef that's going to start giving out recipes. And so stay tuned. The second half of the show today, we will have that. And Pottsberry Dope Boy himself is sitting here ready with a really cool recipe. In the meantime, this next song is dedicated to Trevor Douglas out in Colorado with the THC Ministry. And we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man rolling the pot.
Let's get high, read the Bible. Let's get high, read the Bible. Always like to talk about Jesus when I'm stoned. Let's get high, read the Bible. Let's get high, read the Bible. Always like to talk about Jesus when I'm stoned. Oh,
Mother Mary, don't live here no more. God made marijuana, son, but don't you dare inhale. There goes Lord Jehovah walking out the door. Let's get high and read the Bible. Let's get high and read the Bible. I always like to talk about Jesus when I'm stoned. Let's get high and read the Bible. Let's get high and read the Bible. I always like to talk about Jesus when I'm Jesus when I'm stoned. Let's get high and read the Bible. Let's get high and read the Bible. Always like to talk about Jesus when I'm stoned. Amen.
Hi, I'm Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
Hi, I'm Cheech Marin, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org.
Coming soon to Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.
Okay. That really wasn't Chong.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And yes, this is Hemp Rock Radio, and I'm the Happy Hemptress, and he is the Burn Man rolling the pot. And standing by is, of course, the new segment that we will have here in a few minutes with the Pottsberry Dope Boy Pot and Fresh with recipes. In the meantime, I do have to get to some things real quick. If you live in the Miami Valley, Ohio area, that does include this area here in the Cincinnati area, Dayton, and the surrounding area, if you live here, you know it's the Miami Valley. If you live there and want to be a part of cannabis legalization and the war against the war, you can not only join the new Miami Valley chapter, but this Saturday they are having a meeting of the minds as well as new faces. So if you are in the North Side area or want to get to the North Side area, that is this Saturday, February 6th at 2:30 p.m. The place is the Hideaway in North Side. That's on Hamilton Avenue. And this group is for advocates of medicinal marijuana, decriminalization, and legalization. Our goals, or their goals, will be to educate the public about the recent science behind cannabis and destroy the numerous myths that the majority still believes. We will be active in writing to legislators, increasing awareness, and in general, doing what we can to end the 72-year prohibition of cannabis. For more information, you can call 888-385-2843. Again, 888-385-2843. That is this Saturday, 2:30 in Northside. You can also go to meetup.com/MVNormal. And I think you know how to spell it. And I have some, a couple other things I want to get to before the fun stuff. You know, again, there's a good side and a bad side to everything. And we can have all the fun we have that we want, you know, here. We're going to give recipes out, things like that. Unfortunately, the drug war is really hurting some people. This came down yesterday on the 31st from Reuters. Gunmen kill 13 students at party in Mexico. Ciudad Juarez, and if I did not pronounce it, I'm sorry, in Mexico. Suspected drug hitman burst into a party and killed 13 high school students on Sunday in Juarez, the latest massacre in one of the world's deadliest cities, Mexican media and witnesses said. Gunman jumped out of a sport utility vehicle and fired at the students who were celebrating victory in a local American football championship in a house in the city across the border from El Paso, Texas, in the early hours of Sunday. The men drove up in four SUVs. They were well armed. They went into the house and shot at everyone. You could hear the gunfire all around, a neighbor said. It was not immediately clear why the gunmen attacked the students, but drug hitmen have attacked parties in the city searching for rivals, while police have reported that some teenagers have been involved in kidnapping others. Juarez is the bloodiest city in Mexico's drug war as rival cartels fight over markets and control of smuggling routes into the United States. Violence is escalating even as federal police and soldiers patrol the streets. Some 2,650 people were killed in drug violence in Juarez last year, and cartel murders have jumped since the start of 2010. In some of the worst attacks, gunmen have stormed at least seven drug rehabilitation clinics in the manufacturing city over the past 2 years, targeting rival dealers. Two strikes in September killed 28 people, folks. Mexico is the key transit route for U.S.-bound cocaine from South America and the top producer of marijuana and heroin. The military crackdown on rival cartels in Mexico has fueled a surge in drug violence that has killed more than 17,000 people over the past 3 years. Now, folks, I've been holding off on talking about this. You don't hear a lot of this in the regular news. I had to cover this because of these 13 kids that were killed Saturday. I've got a lot of articles over the last few months that I've saved in a folder that I'm going to have a special couple of days talking about, because what's going on south of our border, we have created. Not only do we have people pissed at the Mexicans coming over in our border, trying to take our jobs, which I think is ludicrous because they're only fleeing their country because of the way we're destroying it. And how are we destroying it, folks? Our drug war. Let's put these people to work. Let's use it. First of all, marijuana is in a class one, hard drugs. Cocaine is medicinal in class B. So is heroin. So now that makes no sense. First of all, we know that marijuana doesn't kill and is a medicine, and these other things, although they are medicine, can kill. So let's take the dangerous stuff and regulate it and take it out of the hands of these guys that are shooting people over turf. Okay, so that's my rant. Now we're going to go on to another place similar to that and show you the opposite of what's happening in some places. Former President Oscar Tamaru claims cannabis should be legalized in Tahiti. This is off the Mail Foreign Service from last week on the 26th. The French paradise island of Tahiti could be set to legalize cannabis so that jobless youngsters can earn money selling it to tourists. The controversial scheme is aimed at reducing soaring unemployment in France's overseas territory in French Polynesia. Former President Oscar Tamaru said offering the drug to European holidaymakers could create jobs and bring in tens of millions of pounds a year in revenue. Tahiti is the main island in the South Pacific Island group, whose foreign affairs, defense, and legal systems are all governed from Paris. But the island's lawmakers do have the power to change drug legislation without the permission of the French government. French Polynesia attracts around 190,000 tourists a year, including an estimated 10,000 from Britain. Mr. Tamaru said, "Foreigners often arrive at our hotels and ask for cannabis. We know they're there. We know that there are," that's their typo, not mine, I'm reading. "We know that there are countries in Europe that have legalized it, like Spain, Portugal, and the Netherlands. So doing the same thing here could be a way of creating jobs for young people and others as well, by allowing them to sell it to foreigners," he told the local TNTV television station. Cannabis plants thrive in French Polynesia's balmy tropical climate, where the drug is known locally as Pakalolo. Remember that, folks. In Tahiti, weed, ganja, pot, grasses, Pakalolo. We'll have to add that to the theme. Mr. Tamaru, who has been president three times in the past 4 years, said he is drafting a bill to put before the territory's MPs later this year. Police said they seize around 80 million pounds worth of the drug every year, but believe that only represents a small fraction of the true size of the cannabis black market. Now, folks, it's like Jamaica. Everybody knows you get off the plane, you get in the cab in Jamaica. The first thing they say is, "Would you like some cannabis?" And they get you some good Jamaican cannabis, even cocaine, really cheap. They ignore it. It helps these people. Now, why can't other countries? Now, this is the same thing in Mexico, folks. Instead of killing 13 students who are having fun partying, now they're dead instead of the people of Mexico making money, and they don't want to flee to our country. Burn Man?
Yeah. I used to live in Juarez. I lived down there for 7 years back in the 80s.
In Juarez.
Married to a Mexican.
Yeah.
And it was a very peaceful city there
exactly.
at the time. And
exactly.
I just can't believe what it is now.
Every day, Burn Man, every day. I can send you all the articles. At least once to twice a week I see articles about Mexico and people dying. I have an article, I believe it was Mother Jones Magazine, that I have to cover as well when we go on really into this topic. A reporter, a Mexican reporter, fled to our country for the safety of him and his son because his wife had been killed at some other point. Because he was, little by little, had accidentally exposed more than he didn't know he was supposed to. And the not only the drug dealers, but instead, he's got the opposite. The soldiers started harassing and threatening him because he was exposing some of the stuff that they're doing and blaming the drug dealers. So there's two sides of every story, folks. I'm not telling you which one I'm on. I'm just the reporter. Now,
I say the politicians got the blood on their hands for all this.
I agree. And that's part of the other story is one of the Mexican guys. That's another story I'll cover tomorrow because we're running out of time on this topic. But I will just give an overview. The guy that the assistant chief that was in charge of a investigation over a guy out of California who was down there vacationing who got kidnapped and killed among five other guys, I believe, and was found out in the desert. Now the guy investigating that case was gunned down with his crew in his car this week as well. So yeah, they aren't messing around down there. And the only thing that's going to stop the violence is the same way we stopped the violence when we ended prohibition of alcohol. Legalize it and then tax it on syntax. Now, something even different. Always got to switch around. Now, oh my goodness. I'm going to read part of this. I had the story last night, and this one just comes off a little bit more fun. Pot Haze invites raid on Willie Nelson's bus. The strong odor of marijuana wafting through the window of a Willie Nelson tour bus. Imagine that. Pot smoke coming out of Willie Nelson's bus. Led to six members of the country singer's entourage getting busted in Duplin County for possession of marijuana and 3/4 of a quart of moonshine, law enforcement officials said. Now, come on. Somebody said, why do they have moonshine? Come on. It's Willie Nelson and the crew in North Carolina. You think some of their fans went up here, Willie, have a joint and some moonshine? But it was a pain in the country music star's hand that forced the last, I didn't say ass, I said hand, and that's the truth, last minute cancellation of Thursday night's concert in Cannonsville, not a pain in the neck from having to deal with the drug and alcohol raid an hour before the show. The grizzled 76-year-old singer, songwriter, author, poet, and activist has a reputation as a musical outlaw and longtime marijuana smoker, but Nelson was not on the bus where Al officers found, that would have been, I guess, their department's officers, found marijuana, rolling papers, and a mason jar almost full of non-tax paid alcohol. Now, non-tax, it's all about, they didn't get their taxes, folks. You think maybe if they would just legalize that for people to drink, they could get the taxes. Instead, the good old boys are like, you ain't getting our money. Oh, my goodness. Bass player Dan Edward B. Spears was on the bus, and the 60-year-old longtime band member from Franklin, Tennessee, was one of those cited. The events planner and one of his assistants also were cited for trying to interfere with the investigation. Nelson, a native of Abbott, Texas, has a long and colorful Maverick history, morphing from the clean-cut Nashville songwriter into an ever-touring troubadour. In his wake, he often leaves more than biodiesel fumes. In 06, he and four others got misdemeanor citations for possession of narcotic mushrooms. Now, wait a minute. They aren't narcotics, folks. That's just not true. So let's omit the narcotic. Let's say just mushrooms and marijuana after a traffic stop on a Louisiana highway. Yep, those cops went, oh, there goes Willie. Let's pull him over. But he's been getting into scraps for years and his scraps and end up in his lyrics. In his 1971 song, Me and Paul, he sang Almost Busted in Laredo. But for reasons that I'd rather not disclose, but if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. Now, on that note, we're going to play the next song. And then we'll be back. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man rolling the pot.
I wrote a song about me and Paul. Called it Me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. And after taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I thought Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. Received our education in the cities of the nation, the empire. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there in Lee, don't leave nothing in your clothes. And at the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we looked suspicious, but I believe they like to pick on me and Paul. And on a package show in Buffalo with us and Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride. The show was long and we was just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. And we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. And after taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I thought Branson was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. Received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Senior Bull here, artist for Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach and Pottsbury Dope Boy, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM on the airwaves.
A councilman from Dearborn, Michigan is outraged over a 911 call. He wants to know why no charges have been filed against a police officer who admits to confiscating marijuana from suspects and then baking it in brownies. And once he and his wife were full and high, they thought they'd overdosed and called 911.
I think I'm having an overdose that so is my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Well, instead of being charged... Prilla.
Sorry.
Instead of being charged, the police department let the officer resign. His wife was not charged either. So far, police officials have not commented on the case.
Now, how do you follow a story like that?
Well, this is how you follow a story like that. We're going to talk about making brownies and other things. Folks, I didn't make that up. That you can find on YouTube. Cop eats brownies. Okay. That's a real incident. Happened a couple of years ago. And that is an audio clip of the news report out of Dearborn, Michigan, folks. That, yes, indeed, was a 27-year-old Michigan cop who claimed he'd never smoked or ate pot and was curious and stole, I believe, the quarter ounce or whatever it was, out of the room where they keep the evidence room, and took it home, and him and his wife baked it into brownies, and the dummies ate all of them. Now, we are going to teach you how to cook and how to not think you're dying, right, Pots? Yes. Now, that's our intro to our new segment on Mondays, the Pottsbury Bakery with the Pottsbury Dope Boy, Pot and Fresh. How you doing today, Pot and Fresh?
I'm doing very well. How you doing, Hipsters?
I'm doing very good, very good. And, of course, you know, we were cracking up because that is just so funny. One thing that people don't understand is if you eat pot made into food, be careful. it is a sedative-like effect, especially if you're not used to it. And folks, I'm used to it, and a really good brownie or cookie or caramel or whatever it might be will put me in a state to go, I think I need to go lay down and go to sleep.
Okay. It's very relaxing.
Very relaxing. That's why they recommend medical patients, eat their pot, their medicine, because if they are chronic pain patients, as I know you are with back issues, and I know there's a lot of folks out there who are patients with that and other issues. Right now, mine is my wrist still. But eating it actually helps more. Maybe not as quick as smoking it, but internally and in the body type, medical type of way that a pain reliever might, but without leaving you in the state that pain relieving pills do.
And it is much better for you than smoking it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In the sense, well, you know, that depends. If you have asthma, eating it doesn't do anything. You have to smoke it.
True.
So it depends on your illness. Okay. It depends on what, you know, how you need it. Some people, for instance, MS patients in Canada, and I believe Israel, where it was originally made, can get Sativex by prescription at the pharmacy. It's put out by Bayer of Canada, and it's a sublingual derivative of cannabis that they take under the tongue, sublingual, and it helps them with their MS. Now, that's one way of doing it. So if you just like to eat brownies and think you're dying, we're here for that. If you want to do it because you need it and you want to find the best, healthiest way to do it, this is what we're for. And you are a chef.
Yes, I am.
Pot and fresh. And so tell us what you think we'll be doing over weeks to come. You're going to be here on Mondays. And what are some of the recipes that you're going to have? And then you can, of course, give us one today.
Well,
and by the way, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Hempstress.
Take that S out, though. I don't sew with hemp anymore. I only tempt with hemp.
Yes, well, first, what we're going to do is we're going to teach folks how to make their ingredients. You know, because most of these recipes, they're going to tell you to use either a can of butter, can of milk, or even a can of oil. Not a whole
Sorry,
can
folks,
of oil.
We're having technical difficulties on the microphone.
I'm just too short to use this mic.
It's the mic bar will not stay down, so it keeps going up out of his face. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry about that. Sorry to fix that for you.
Well, first off, I think we need to teach people how to make canna butter.
Absolutely.
With most cannabis cooking, for any cannabis cooking, you have to have a medium to convey your THC.
Yes.
That is high in fat to give it something to bond to.
That's right, because cannabis will only extract into some kind of a oil or alcohol.
Right.
Those two vehicles.
And we will also be teaching folks how to make their own tinctures in coming weeks, not today.
So they can make their own kind of like Sativex to sublingual.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I've used tinctures myself over the years at different times.
Me
and
too.
It's the best little spoonful of cough syrup you'll ever take in your life.
You know, I got some as a medical patient out in Long Beach, California a few years ago, and my friend at the dispensary said, one eye drop full is all you need 20 minutes before you go to bed. And boy, he was not kidding.
Oh,
20
yeah.
minutes after the drop full, I was like, okay, la la land, it's time to go to sleep. Good night.
Yes, tinctures are very potent.
Yeah.
So, and we'll also be reminding the listeners when we tell them it's a very potent medium.
That's right. Don't go. We don't recommend driving when you're doing this kind of stuff because it will make you really just want to go to sleep. Now, that doesn't mean you'll fall asleep behind the wheel like pharmaceutical drugs make you do. Jack Nicholson will tell you. The one I can't think of right now almost made him drive off a cliff. The sleeping medicine makes people sleepwalk. It won't. It's not like that. It just is such a relaxer that you just know, okay, I'm melting into the couch or the bed now. Good night,
need
folks.
To stay home today.
Yeah. Don't operate heavy machinery unless it's a bong.
And it's
That's
really,
electric.
Really thick glass.
Yeah, and it's electric, like a vaporizer. That yeah. kind of heavy machinery you can operate.
You know, I love a vaporizer.
Yes. We'll be talking about those in the future shows, too. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, first off, we're gonna you know, there's many different ways to make cannabis butter. Okay? This is what I figure is really the simplest recipe. Now, this recipe, I'm going to tell you folks in advance, this is just a moderate strength butter.
For the lightweight folks.
Yes, for the lightweight. And I'll tell you how to increase it also for your different emphases. And we'll go from there.
Okay.
Well, what you need is a pound of unsalted butter. Now, I would prefer you to use an organic just for the health benefits.
Me too.
But if you have to, you can use any kind of butter.
Yeah.
And you also need...
But specifically unsalted. I've tried even
unsalted,
the blend
yes.
of salted and unsalted does not work.
There's something
you want to go with unsalted.
There's something with the salt that prevents it from bonding right
well. Well, it still works. It's just way too salty.
Yeah.
Even cutting it with the half and half or even less, I found that the salted butter, unless you really like salt, folks, but you don't want to do that because if you're using it to cook recipes that call for salt, you don't know what you're going to cut one way or the other. So, like you said, start with the unsalted.
Yeah. And like I said, a good, you know, good organic butter. I like organic foods.
I do too. Yep.
Because thank you, but I don't want to eat your pesticides.
Or their growth hormones.
Yeah. Either or.
That's something we'd like to touch on here on this show. But
all righty. Well, you get your pound of unsalted butter and take an ounce to maybe an ounce and a half of a good high-grade middy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really encourage people to use their high-grade in cooking.
Well, if they have enough of it, they can use trim. That's what the California and the Vancouver and the folks out in Amsterdam and other countries where they're allowed to do it. In other states like Michigan, don't forget, Michigan's doing it now. And that's a topic we'll cover tomorrow. They already have one dispensary that's doing that kind of stuff. And Colorado is doing that as well now, getting on the board or on board. But, yeah.
All right. And you clean it real well. I don't like stems. I don't like seeds.
Not good for cooking unless it's seed for health.
Right.
Not to get high because seeds don't have THC.
And neither do the stems. And the only thing they're going to do is we do wind up straining this product. The stems will rip your cheesecloth.
Absolutely.
If you really want to have stems in something, save them up, make a nicer hemp stem tea. It's not going to do anything for you, but it tastes good.
Or like our friend that does the Global Marijuana March up in Detroit, Jay, he makes hemp paper. He collects everybody's stems, and he soaks it down, grinds it up, and makes it into a paste, flattens it out, and makes hemp paper out of it.
Well, there you go, folks. We'll find out how you do that, and then you can write all your hemp recipes down on your hemp paper.
That's right, that was made from your hemp paper recipe.
That's right.
There you go. We've got it all.
Yeah. We're going to teach you folks some stuff here.
That's right. That's what we're about.
Okay. Well, first of all, like I said, you clean your marijuana, you remove all the seeds and stem. Now, you can either use a knife, a grinder, you can even use a food processor if you want to, but I'm not a real big fan of that because, let's face it, folks, marijuana has a lot of oil in it, and it's going to bind to your blades, and it's going to really destroy your food processor.
Now, you can start with dry. You can let it dry out first. And do it first and then soak it.
You know, I never managed to have those ingredients around long enough to get really dry.
Yeah, I understand. Well, that's what they end up with because they do the trimming and then it just ends up dry and they work with it that way.
Well, then I like to use a double boiler to melt my butter. Because,
that's a good way.
Yeah, because if you use just a regular saucepan on the stovetop, you're going to scorch your butter.
Absolutely.
And You don't want the marijuana to burn to the bottom of the pan.
No.
And unless you're really staying on your stirring, it would if you were just straight up on the stovetop.
Absolutely. Now, the key is if you are on a stove, you do have to kind of monitor it because of burners and stuff. Now, if you happen to have a crock pot and can keep it on the lowest warm setting, that you just stir every now and then and just, you know, it can even soak overnight if you want it to.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you have.
Well, this recipe, it's for folks to make their can of butter fast.
Yep. This is the fast one.
Now, like I said, this is a simple recipe. Your butter's not going to have the same potency as if you would cook it overnight.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to use our double boiler. Or if you don't have a double boiler, you could make your own with two saucepans. All you got to do is get one that's bigger, one that's smaller. Fill the bottom one up with hot water, set it to boiling, and you put your pan in the water.
As long as it's not too much water and doesn't overflow.
Right.
Key. Like people do with their frying turkeys.
Yeah, don't smoke a joint before you make this. Smoke one after.
That's right.
And call me. Now, you fill the smaller pan with the butter and you melt it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once your butter's melted, you add your marijuana. Now, like I said earlier, with this recipe, adding an ounce to an ounce and a half, you're just going to get a light to a moderate potency out of this. If you want stronger butter, you're going to have to use more marijuana. I mean, it's real simple. The extraction works better the more you use. Now, if you're just doing this to do it real quick, simmer it for about 30 to 40 minutes, stirring it occasionally, and then you remove the small pan from the heat, and you rest it for about 5 minutes, which just means you just leave it alone, set it on the cold burner, and let it sit for 5 minutes. Then you strain it through cheesecloth into your container. When your cloth is cooled, you squeeze the cheesecloth into your container, and you cover it, and you refrigerate it. And you can use that in any recipe that calls for butter.
And that's the nice thing about butter. Now, we can also take that, and if somebody wants to do alternatives to butter, you can take olive oil and do the exact same recipe that you just mentioned. And olive oil or another light oil, if somebody wants to use it for other things, maybe a salad dressing, for instance, that doesn't call for butter. There are different things that you can do with the different vehicles as long as it's an oil thing.
Now, if you are going to do that mm-hmm. and use an olive oil,
mm-hmm.
you definitely have to stick with an unsalted.
Absolutely.
Extra virgin.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise it's going to be very salty.
Yep, that's very true.
Because olive oil is a very salty...
It can be.
...type of oil.
Yeah, but now it doesn't necessarily lend the saltiness to the cooking. Now, although you can take things like any, you know, you can take all herbs and do this with any kind of butter or oil.
Yes.
And olive oil, sometimes they just put like the garlic or the basil or whatever in the oil and it soaks in and stays in. We don't really like to leave the material in it, because then it's too much and it makes your brownies chewy in the wrong way, and you don't want to do that. So the best thing is to again that low heat and extract it out, and then take the material back out, whether it's the oil or the butter. But I had some Jack Hare olive oil once, was very, very good. And so yeah, it can be done either way. Now, I know we're almost out of time, so if you got any ideas on what the next few weeks kind of recipes you're going to be giving out, to let people know what's coming ahead.
Well, I have brownies. I have two different recipes for brownies that I got right now, and I'd hoped we'd had time to go into one of them, but hey.
Well, we'll do it in the future. We'll do a quick station ID real quick, and then we'll come back. Maybe you got about a minute or so before we have to cut out of here. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org.
Coming soon to
Cincinnati's
95.7
FM.
All right, we've just got about a minute. I want to give a couple highlights. Tomorrow, we are playing a brand new song off of a brand new album from local band The Ohms. And The Ohms are the kind of band you always know will not only be great music, but will appeal to all kinds of people like reggae, funky, jazzy, danceable music. We also love them because of them supporting us. You know, they played the 05 Worldwide Marijuana March on Cincinnati's Fountain Square, and we were very proud to be there. A sponsor of their event, the 8th Annual Olmsted Festival. Again, tomorrow we will be playing their brand new song called Pipe Down. Pipe Down off the Ohms new CD being released next week. Also, we will be talking about Michigan cities that rushed to limit medical marijuana, and a place out in Oakland, California, they're calling the Walmart of weed. We'll be talking about that, as well as things happening out in Denver and federally, things that are happening, and urine testing and what's happening in the urine testing market. So very quickly, we've got Pot and Fresh with a real quick rundown. We've got about a minute is about it.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make Canna Christi treats. You're going to take 4 tablespoons of Canna butter, 10 ounces of regular marshmallows, 6 cups of crisp riced cereal, and 12 ounces of butterscotch morsels. You melt your butter in a double boiler over low heat. Add your marshmallows and stir until they're completely melted, and then remove them from the heat. Immediately add your cereal and stir until well-coated. You mix in your butterscotch pieces. You press the mixture into a 13x9 baking pan. You chill for 30 to 40 minutes, and then you cut it into 2-inch squares, and that'll make you 20 treats.
Sounds good to me. Now, we'll go over that again next week, but we are coming up on the next show. Cincinnati's Conscience with Jay. And I know, and I hope, or at least I hope, that our friend Steve up in Illinois is recording this, although we're doing a recording here. Hopefully everything worked, and we'll have the archive up sometime later tonight at the WEED Radio Network. But I would like to let everybody know that Cincinnati's Conscience, the next show, is going to be archived on our WEEDRadioNetwork.com. Unfortunately, we only got a little bit of it last week, so we're going to try to get all of it this week. So if you're out there, Steve, do me a favor. Let's do Jay a favor, because my stream last week failed also. Let's see if your stream will pick it up this week, and let your tape keep going until the 3 o'clock hour. We really appreciate it, and I know Jay will appreciate it. In the meantime, I am the Happy Hemptress. Thanks for joining us. Pot and Fresh with the Pottsbury Bakery, the Pottsbury Dope Boy. He will be back next Monday. We will be back tomorrow with me and Chuck the Burn Man rolling the pot.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
To Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org. A member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center. Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC.org.
Son, you be hardworking man. And mama, she once told me, son, you do the best you can. But then one day, I met a man who came to me and said, yeah, hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of head.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4, Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com. Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production. Up next is Cincinnati's Conscience with Jay Allday, where hippie meets the hood.